You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have got Te Hua Manuka Luiten Apirana in the studio. Kia ora, how are
Kia
you this morning?
Morena, yeah, I am really great. Very busy getting ready for opening, but doing awesome.
Nothing like the day before a show starts to really, let, you know, crystallise your thinking and get everything in order. Yeah,
the adrenaline's already pumping.
Hard out. Tell us a wee bit about Nga Reta. What is this show all about?
Yeah, so I've had the idea for a long, long time because I received a box of letters that my mum had written to her mum a couple years ago. And they're from like the age of when she's like my age, like mid-20s, all the way to like her 40s.
Wow.
So it's like fully like half a lifetime worth of commentary on what's happened to her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh no, I don't want them, throw them away. And I was like, what, you don't want them? And I read them all and I put them in order and like read all about her. And I was like, nah, this is amazing. Like I could totally make this into a show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the show is about this girl, like not really having a great relationship with her mum, receiving the letters, learning about her and kind of just how she changes as a person, hearing about how her mum's grown up and become the woman that she is. Yeah, and then this year I went to Te Wānanga Takiura and learnt te reo. And so for each of our assignments, we had to do a speech that increased in length. And the final speech was 1 hour. And I was like, I'm not speaking for an hour. I'm doing a solo show for
an
hour.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, there's the idea that I had about the letters. So Nga Reta means the letters. And that's how it came about.
That's pretty amazing. It's also a really impressive like framework to set yourself to take something that is so personal, then to take your own like reo journey as part of that and then repurpose it into, it is a fictional story that you're working with, is that right?
It's or? Like got elements of truth, like definitely some of the letters are like exactly from what my mum has written, but I've like amped it up with drama.
So the kind of character Mia who is sort of at the heart of this show, what was your kind of approach to writing her and kind of creating her in this world?
Yeah, I was inspired by, like, there's so many urban Māori these days, like rangatahi like me, who move away from home to study or to work or whatever and end up in the big towns and like love it here but kind of feel the pull and the responsibility to go home. And so she's got all these people telling her to go home and she's like, nah, I love it in the town. Like, why would I go home?
Yeah,
it's like so boring there. So she's like fighting it the whole play, the like go home thing while she's reading these letters. And so I guess like the final thing is like, will she return or will she stay loving her life in the big city?
It feels like something that you know, a lot of people will be able to have a relationship to, and also have a relationship to that idea of discovering some part of your own family through something that you know, you didn't know existed, or getting a window into people in your life from a new perspective perhaps or something.
Totally. And that's exactly what happened. Like some of the things that my mum wrote about, I remembered those things happening, but when I read them I was like, that's not how it happened. No, I remember that day, like that is so not what happened.
That's
but
not
obviously
how it went
like
down.
From a child perspective and like an adult's perspective is so completely different, so like there's a bit of that as well.
How did you find the experience of writing it in te reo and also through the, you know, process of working at Te Wānanga? How did that kind of all come together for you? Was it quite a challenge to flesh it out, or did you find it sort of flowed pretty naturally?
Yes and no. Like I feel like I had what I wanted to say in English pretty solid, and some of it I started off translating it, and then throughout the whole year this has happened, I've like morphed into, no, you actually have to think in te reo and then write. Like you can't just go, oh, this is what I want to say in English and translate it. Like it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So it kind of started off just being like, oh cool, I've got this scene and she receives the box and this is what she's gonna say. And then I was like, nah, it's actually, it's real interesting because I have been writing for a couple years and it's quite different.
Yes.
To write in a different language.
Do you find the process of doing that like quite exhausting? And I say that knowing, like, talking to friends of mine, when you're switching the whole headspace that's required for speaking in another language or thinking in another language, it can knacker you. How was the process of creating this?
It doesn't feel exhausting, and then you'll get to like the end of the day and you can't speak in English or Maori and you're like, wait, what?
Oh God.
Where are my words?
Yeah.
Or like you might do half a sentence in English and half a sentence in Maori and like,
yep,
no one can understand either, and you're like, oh gosh. But like incredible training to just like, yeah, keep working that, because I've heard so many people that study and they have like a year of immersion, love it so much, and then because you're not doing it every day, like, start to lose it. And our teachers have been saying that the whole last term, like, make sure you sign up next year and, yep, do some more, or what can you do to keep it going? And so I'm like, oh cool, okay, well I'll just keep writing plays, that seems to be working.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it. Also, it's a really embodied way of living it as well, which is, you know, so important for any like language journey or any type of creative journey as well, as being, yeah, able to live in it a bit too. Yeah,
yeah. And I think because of the magic of theatre, like, you don't have to be able to speak Te Reo to come to the show and enjoy it. Like, it's, yep, got so much fun things in it that, yeah, like, maybe you'll miss, like, a big monologue chunk, mm-hmm, or something, but, like, yeah, there's lots to enjoy.
Totally.
For our non-reo speakers.
I think also a good challenge as well to be in that space too as a non-reo speaker and kind of shift your own thinking as well from an audience perspective too, you know. Doesn't all have to be handed to you. Doesn't all have to be,
yeah,
super straightforward.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah. And this is part of the Rangatahi Theatre season that Te Pō Theatre is putting on at the moment, which you can read about on Te Pō's website. But you're kicking off tomorrow, which is pretty exciting. How are you feeling,
yeah,
about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. The Rangatahi season has been incredible. There have been four of us, so I'm the last of the four. And majority of the shows have been solos, and it's just been really, really cool to see like the next wave of creatives kind of take on the theatre and just, yeah, smash it. Yeah, it's been a really great season.
I'm really excited for you. You've got five nights of your own show, which runs through till the 2nd of December. If people want to get tickets, where do they go?
Yeah, just go to Te Pō's website. So if you just Google Te Pō Theatre Ngā Reta, or even just Te Pō Theatre, it'll be on the website.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. You also have a music hat, which we're going to dive into as well.
Oh, yay!
Manuka,
cool.
E Te Tō is the name of your track here. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been so lovely to chat with you, and I hope the show goes really, really well.
Thank you. Hope to see some of you guys there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.